Hi, this is Mice Play Tonight. Whee, I'm back. It's been a long time and I missed you guys. I love sharing this stuff. Today I'm going to be answering a questionnaire. It's by somebody named Brainy Babe. Thanks, babe. And it's called You Never Forget Your First. I don't know what's going on with me exactly, but I'm swinging back. I feel like I'm really missing sharing this side of myself, so I'm going to start with something that's a little vulnerable, a little young mouse, and, so we're going to talk about when I lost my V-card. I'm out of practice, so if this is awful and doesn't get posted, well, then you won't even know, but hopefully it's entertaining enough, and I don't know. Already off the rails. Okay, let's get started. How old were you? I was 17. He was 18. Who were you with, and what was the nature of your relationship? He was my boyfriend at the time. We were high school sweethearts. And just kind of like looking at the questions real quick to see it so I don't get ahead of myself. We were high school sweethearts. It was in the summertime after my junior year. Were we in love? I think we were in love. We ended up being together for a long time after that. How long did you know each other or had been together? That previous spring, we were in high school together. It was his senior year, my junior year. I had been laying down some heavy hints for him to take me to his prom, and he miraculously picked up on them. And so we went to prom together, and then we were just kind of together after that. So at this point, I don't remember like the date that we had sex, but it had been a couple of months, and so we had been together at least for a couple of months, and So what expectations did you have, and what informed these expectations? Okay. I really had no idea what to expect, but I was like one of the last of my friends to have sex, so I had some like slutty friends and I had some fruity friends. So I had like a varied expectations. I knew that it might hurt, and I knew, you know, I was prepared for all of these like feelings after the fact. And just, you know, that feeling when you're like about to do something you can't take back. I remember feeling that way. I remember feeling like, this is it. Once it's done, I can't take it back. I just realized I skipped forward a couple questions, but to answer the question of what expectations did I have, and I just didn't really. I had a lot of input from a lot of friends, and I had no idea. Number six is, where were you? And we were in his bed in his parents' house. Classic. And what was the context? We had just been hanging out that day, and we just decided to have sex. We decided we were both ready. He was also a virgin, and so we just kind of were like, hey, let's do it. How did you feel? Like I kind of talked about, I was kind of nervous and excited, and I feel like at that point it didn't even feel like a sexual excitement. Like it didn't feel even like, I don't think I felt like particularly horny about it. I like more felt just excited and like ready. Did it hurt? Yes. I don't remember feeling it hurting, I guess, but afterward, and I was talking about it with him, and I was like, how did you feel? How was it for you? And I remember him saying, like, I probably would have enjoyed it better if you hadn't said ouch so much. So apparently I heard enough that I said ouch a lot during the act. Had the two of you previously discussed having sex together? Yeah, so we had been doing, like, you know, we'd been dating all summer, and we had been doing, like, hand stuff and mouth stuff, and I don't really recall having talked about it a whole lot leading up to it. Like I said, he was also a virgin, and he was not really putting any pressure on me about it. I think I remember us both being like, yes, I would like to have sex one day. And then that day, we were, like, sunbathing and snuggling, and if I recall correctly, I just was like, you know what, let's do it. Like, I just am ready to have sex. And he was like, yes, okay, cool. So the next question is, was the encounter planned or spontaneous? So I guess it was planned in that we, like, discussed it that day and, like, went and got condoms and then went to his house. So I guess it was planned in that sense, but it was pretty spontaneous, I guess. Was there a trigger event that set things in motion? I don't think so. Just a conversation. We just were both, like, ready to get it going. I remember I had been, like, relieved. I remember feeling pretty ready to, like, shed the V card. And I was, like, just really curious about it. And it was starting to feel like that feeling of, like, when you want to get a tattoo and you just, like, think about it so much, and then eventually you start feeling like, well, now I'm never going to get a tattoo because I can't make up my mind and it's just something you can't take back. And, like, I started to feel kind of like that, where I was just like, well, I guess I'm just going to be a virgin forever because I can't make up my mind and I can't commit to it. So, I mean, plus he was our babe. He was, like, totally cute, and I was cute. Still am cute, by the way. And so we were just ready. Do you remember what you and your partner were wearing? I do not. But I do remember from that time that I was wearing a lot of tube tops because I had an overwhelming sunburn, which might have contributed to me saying ouch a lot during the act. I don't know. I was kind of zoned out, I think. I just was, like, roller coastering, like, holding my breath and closing my eyes through it a little bit. Not that it wasn't enjoyable and I didn't want it, but I don't remember a lot of the specific act. I thought that I had been wearing a tube top that day, probably. Was there music playing? I don't recall. I'm guessing it, there probably was, because he was really into music and we were in his parents' house. So I'm guessing there was probably music playing, but I don't remember what it was. Did you use protection? Yes, we used condoms. Who was responsible for it? I'm betting he bought it. And how did that work out? It was fine. There was nothing awkward about it at all. It was exciting because I finally got, it's like, I feel like I had put so many condoms on bananas, like, in health class, that I was like, I know how to do it. Ain't no thing. Did you come? No, I did not. Did your partner? Yes. Did you come together? No. What did you do together immediately afterwards? We just, like, talked and snuggled, and I remember feeling really glowy. Oh, the next question is, how did you feel afterwards? I felt really, like, glowy and really glad. I was really happy about the decision. It felt good, and if it did, I felt like it did bring us kind of closer together. Did you tell anyone afterward? Oh my gosh, I had to stop myself from, like, telling everybody. I remember thinking, like, okay, the classy move is to, like, let it come up naturally. Don't be braggy. Don't be, like, newsflash. But literally, like, that weekend, I facilitated a party and a game of Kings and a game of Never Have I Ever, just specifically so that I could manipulate the conversation around to me having lost my virginity. And everybody lost their minds, okay? My efforts were not in vain. I had a really good coming out story situation about losing my virginity, and everybody was really proud of me. What was your relationship going forward? We ended up together for 5 years. We had kind of a messy breakup, but we were together for a long time, and he's a great guy. And the next question is, are you still in touch with your first partner? And yeah, I actually kind of like Instagram stalk him from time to time because he's a really great guy, and he does all sorts of cool stuff. And we both have partners now, but he was like in the Peace Corps and like traveled the world doing all sorts of cool stuff. His wife seems really cool. And he just is a really cool, nice guy. So I think we're in good standing, and I think he would say the same about me. I hope. If you could do it over, would you change anything? I guess I would just would not want to say ouch. I just would want to say not say ouch so much. I don't, sometimes I just say things without, like, my mouth moves faster than my brain, and since I'm like chronic foot and mouth, so I just didn't know that I was saying ouch, and I can understand how that might have affected his enjoyment of the act. Last question is, if you could send a message back to your virgin self, what would you want them to know about sex? I think I already kind of knew as a virgin that like sex is nothing to be ashamed of, and it should be fun and consensual, and it's not something that I should be ashamed of. And I think I had a pretty good mentality about sex. Oh, you know what? I made a huge big deal out of sex, actually. I probably, if I could send a message back to my virgin self, I would be like, be fucking cool about it. Like, it's not a big deal. Make sure it's safe and consensual, and wait as long as you want to. But also, it's just not a big deal. And also, young mousy, you're gonna have so much sex. So don't even worry about it, kid. And she'd be like, ew, stop talking to me. You're gross and old. Anyway, well, that was my first questionnaire in a long time. Like, a year, maybe? Oh God. Anyway, I'm old now. Anyway, I hope this was entertaining. I'm excited to be recording again. I really genuinely missed this. It's nice to kind of share that part of myself, and I hope it was entertaining. And yeah, thanks for listening. I hope you have a good day, and I hope that this caused you to reminisce about your young self getting banged for the first time. Those were the days.